Hark the herald fairies shout, gay is good and gays are out. Out of closets out to say, liberation's on its way. Some they laughed at, some they jailed, some they sacked, but still they failed to crush the pride that makes us free. Gays in solidarity, hark the herald fairies shout, gay is good and gays are out. Told us we were weak and sad, monsters perverse, sick or mad. Told us we should know our place, strangers to the human race. Turned out this was just a rumor, glad we kept our sense of humor. Smash the lies and learn to care, now we've love and life to share. Hark the herald fairies shout, gay is good and gays are out.
Welcome to Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle, and I'm here on Queer Voices on the fourth Monday of every month to bring you an hour devoted to our culture's music. This is my special Christmas show, featuring the music you won't be sick of by now. This is actually part two of my Queer Christmas special, as last week I also brought you an hour of very gay music. And if you have a high-speed internet connection, you can still hear it, and all my past shows at www.queermusicheritage.com. I open my show, as I have my Christmas show for the last 2 years, with a very rare song by the Gay Liberation Choir of Sydney, Australia. And they spelled choir Q-U-I-R-E. That group was formed in 1981, and in the early 80s they became quite well known in Australia for their concerts and activism. They used the lyrics of their songs to make social commentary on the fight for gay rights and a host of other progressive causes. In 1983, they released an EP single called The Gay Liberation Choir Goes Down on Vinyl. It contained one other Christmas song, which they called God Help Ye Merry Dykes and Poofs. But instead of playing for you that recording, I'm playing for you a live version of it, recorded in 1982. Last year, I was able to track down one of the original members, and he sent me a tape of one of their concerts. It was not released commercially, so this is likely the first time the live version of the song, complete with their intro, is being aired anywhere. Here's God Help Ye Merry Dykes and Poofs by the Gay Liberation Choir.
This is, of course, the widely acclaimed and fabulously talented Gay Liberation Choir. As you can see, we've rushed straight from the cricket to bring you a program of family favourites. Having started on a festive season note, we thought we'd bring you two more numbers from our very lovely Christmas repertoire. You'll recognise the tunes with any luck. The words of the next one were written by Jenny Possica, and they're very slightly changed by the choir. The song is concerned with the delights of family festivities, and it's called God Help You, Merry Dykes and Poofs.
God help you, merry dykes and poofs, for much to your dismay, you have to see your family at least on Christmas Day. For relative discomfort or for total disarray, and they dare call this comfort and joy, comfort and joy, and they dare call this comfort and joy. God help you, merry dykes and poofs, it's true beyond a doubt, Noel's the strongest argument you have for coming out. Present it as a Christmas gift and hear the family shout that you dare call this comfort and joy, comfort and joy, that you dare call this comfort and joy. Don we now our gay apparel, dykes and poofs, hey cheer, we'll sing a token Christmas carol, then we'll have New Year. A man who thinks he's God, there's one born every day, I fear, and they dare call this comfort and joy, comfort and joy, and they dare call this comfort and joy.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. We're dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a riding, and soon Mr. Danny Bright was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lank. Misfortune seemed his lot. He got into a drifted bank, and then we got upsot.
Upsot?
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the fields so gay on this happy wintry day. Off we go, through the snow. Bells are ringing, we'll be singing. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jing jangle. 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 Jing 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 jingle bells. Jing 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 jingle bells. Jing 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 all the way. On a one horse open sleigh.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells.
Following the Gay Liberation Choir was Cliff Townsend with his version of Barbra Streisand's version of Jingle Bells. It's from his 1994 album called Out Here on My Own. And that title was perhaps significant because he was more known as a member of the Flirtations, and this was his only solo release. I at first assumed that it was the rest of the Flirtations backing him up on the song. But no, it's him doing all the voices. Good job. Next up is a song I always play on my Christmas show. It's a queer Christmas standard by Bob Rivers and Twisted Radio from his 1993 album, I Am Santa Claus. It's called Walking Around in Women's Underwear, and I'm following it with a brand new gay Christmas song by a straight country artist.
Lacey Beans, the wife is missing. Didn't ask for her permission. I'm wearing her clothes, her silk pantyhose, walking round in women's underwear. In the store, there's a teddy with little straps like spaghetti. It holds me so tight, like handcuffs at night. Walking around in women's underwear.
In the office there's a guy named Melvin. He pretends that I am Murphy Brown.
He'll say, are you ready? We'll say, whoa man, let's wait until the wife is out of town. Later on, if you wanna, we can dress like Madonna. Put on some high shade and join the parade. Walking around in women's underwear. Lacey Beans, missing, didn't ask permission. Wearing her clothes, silk pantyhose. Walking around in women's underwear. Walking around in women's underwear.
Emanating from the north to all the poles, outsiders speculating who's designing Santa's clothes. He's the newest face in Christmas, and soon the world will know that Rudolph's nose is not the only reindeer appendage that glows.
Stefan, the alternative lifestyle reindeer. Heaven help Santa, should he call him queer? He's standing tall against the wall of prejudice and fear. He's Stefan, the alternative lifestyle reindeer. Well, he came out of the forest, and that's why he's on the news. And ever since that legislation changed, now they can't make poor Stefan join in all those stupid reindeer games. He's Stefan, the alternative lifestyle reindeer. Heaven help Santa, should he call him queer? Prancer up in front of him, he's got blitzing to the rear. He's Stefan, the alternative lifestyle reindeer. He's embarrassed by his antlers, he retains progesterone. And in his mind he looks like Doris Day. And if the health plan springs for surgery someday, you know he really may. He's Stefan, the alternative lifestyle reindeer. Heaven help Santa, should he call him queer? He's standing tall against the wall of prejudice and fear. He's Stefan, the alternative lifestyle reindeer. Affirmative reaction, the world is on its ear. Hey, that speech that Jesse Jackson made brought Rush Limbaugh to tears. And he'll go down in history for months or even years. He's Stefan,
Stefan,
the alternative lifestyle reindeer.
That was Cletus T. Judd singing one called Stefan, the Alternative Lifestyle Reindeer, from his new album, Cletus Navidad. He mostly records humorous songs, and a couple of years ago had another gay-themed one called My Cellmate Thinks I'm Sexy. You can imagine what that one is like. Now for a Christmas song that is just plain nice. It's by one of my artist friends, who is also one of my writer friends. He's the multi-talented Dennis Hensley. And in October, when he came through Houston on a book tour, I got a chance to interview him. He was on a cross-country tour promoting his new book, Screening Party, a very funny book about the movies. The premise being a group of friends, mostly gay, get together in his living room and watch movies and then trash them. The comments are laugh-out-loud funny, and the book also has a very feel-good story to it. But anyway, I got to know him when he released his CD in 1999, and I loved it. It's called The Water's Fine, and contains some wonderful singing and writing. It has one Christmas song on it called Doesn't Seem Like Christmas, and I got Dennis to talk about it.
The thing about that song is I wrote that when I was like 17, when I was in high school, the basic vibe of that, the melody and like that little recurring thing. And then it evolved a little bit over the years. But I mean, I think the germ of that song and the lyrics, a lot of it started when I was like, I barely even had hit puberty, you know, and I hadn't even thought about, you know, I don't think when I write about that song, I don't think I was thinking of anyone specifically. Like I wasn't in a relationship, that's for sure. It's about missing somebody at Christmas time. And a couple of times I performed it, I think there was a gay crowd, and I just remember thinking, you know, a lot of people, especially in the 90s, have lost people that they spent the holidays with. And it suddenly had this other kind of overtone to it that sort of took me by surprise and made it really more poignant and resonant than I had thought of it as being before that, which I thought was really neat. I was really moved by it.
Hey.
hear the carolers coming down the walk. I guess I ought to go and turn the porch light on. And they compete with the ticking of the clock. It's gotten so much louder since you've been gone. And it doesn't seem like Christmas. Something isn't here. No, it doesn't seem like Christmas. Something missing here. And it doesn't feel like Christmas. 'Cause you're not here this year. Stores are filled with Christmas vines. Salvation Army Santa rings his bell. I watch the couple shopping two by two. And just like we used to do. And yet it doesn't seem like Christmas. Something isn't here. No, it doesn't seem like Christmas. Something missing here. And it doesn't feel like Christmas. 'Cause you're not here this year.
Christmas scenes from long ago come back vividly. Childhood moments frozen in my memory. I am awake and I am hopeful in my bed on Christmas Eve. Sometimes I am disappointed in the gifts that I receive. It's the thought that counts, they said, not the dungarees. Words of wisdom locked up in my memory. And though I'm grown now, I can still feel that small boy. He's here inside me through the years. But when those tiny Christmas lights start to twinkle, I know that he will soon appear. I hear footsteps on the front porch. Here they come to celebrate. Great-grandmother, little babies, what excitement they create. Gathered for a family feast by a Christmas tree. Country ham and fruitcake in my memory. And though I'm grown now, I can still feel that small boy. He's here inside me through the years. But when those tiny Christmas lights start to twinkle, I know that he will soon appear. I'm the angel in the night shift, bearing news and wearing wings. I'm the boy who plays the carols while the congregation sings. Christmas scenes from long ago come back vividly. Childhood moments frozen in my memory. Memory.
Follow Dennis Hensley with Andy Monroe singing Christmas Memory. That's from the album put together by Richard Foltz called A Songwriter's Christmas. I featured that album on part one of my Christmas special last week, but wanted to play just one more song from it. What I'm going to play next isn't really noteworthy for its music, but for who it is. Billy Tipton was a jazz musician who achieved only modest regional success in the 40s and 50s. His career included live radio shows with big bands and evolved into jazz quartets and trios playing in nightclubs. In his 74 years, in addition to being a bandleader and a booking agent, he was a husband 5 times and adopted 3 children. After he died in 1989 in Spokane, a coroner revealed that he was much more. Billy Tipton was a woman, and a very talented one who was able to fool the world for more than 50 years. In his act with the big bands, he often did novelty falsetto songs, and one is included at the end of this rare recording of a Christmas greeting he made for his grandmother in 1974. Here's Billy Tipton.
Merry Christmas, Grandma. This is coming to you from the living room of your former home in Spokane, Washington. It's a mighty gloomy night out tonight. We've had some snow, and it's kind of foggy out there, and it's probably around 32 degrees. Which isn't too bad for this time of the year. We've been very lucky with the weather, and we had some snow and some ice and some stuff, but it's all fairly mild now. In fact, it's good pneumonia weather, if that's any consolation to anybody. The Christmas tree is beautiful, and of course, Mama's got it decorated with all the stuff on it, and it's beautiful, very beautiful tree. Excuse me, I've still got my cough, as you can notice, and some of these days I'm going to give up these darn cigarettes. So, I'll sign off for right now, and Mommy will have some of the boys talk to you. But let me say we love you, and sure wish you were here with us to spend Christmas at least. Oh, boy, if you could see this mess here, Grandma. We're sitting over here by your chair and got the thing set up here right by the divan. And everybody's trying to get their face in the microphone at once. John's playing with cards, goofing off as usual. Scott's making his usually gripey things. In other words, it's a happy Tipton family here. Before anybody else does anything, this I got to do for Grandma. Let me see now. If I can remember what it was.
Oh, all I want for Christmas is my birthday. My birthday. See, if I could only have my different teeth, then I could wish you merry Christmas. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. See, if I could only have my two front teeth,
very Merry Christmas and hoist one for me. I'm not drinking this year.
Next up are two Christmas songs by drag queens. The first is from 1999 and is called Santa Claus. It's by Dina Martina. She's from Seattle, and her annual Christmas shows there have become a hot ticket in recent years. And I'm following her with an artist who died of a heroin overdose in 1985.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, look, who is that? Up in the air, he's so fat. Santa Claus, Santa Claus, he's dressed really neat. Those clothes can't be cheap. Santa Claus, Santa Claus, Santa Claus, Santa Claus, he's the nicest man on earth, full of merriment and mirth. He possesses lots of girth. Don't you wish you had his net worth? Hat, boots, golden scoop, cleans up reindeer poop. Santa Claus, Santa Claus, Mrs. Claus, she's at home, at the North Pole, all alone. Santa Claus, Santa Claus, Santa Claus, Santa Claus, drives a 97 sleigh, next year he'll have a 98, won't that be great, even better with the rebate. Big bag full of treats, hickory farms, cheese and meats. Santa Claus, Santa Claus, free toys, ain't no jip, you don't have to tip. Santa Claus, 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 Santa Claus.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Oh, from now on, our troubles will be miles away. Through the years, as in olden times, happy golden times of yore. Faithful friends that are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourselves a merry little Christmas now.
Well, I'm sure you didn't figure out who that second artist was. She was Jackie Curtis, and her real name was John Holder. She was kind of an underground star from the 60s and 70s. She was a playwright, a poet, and an actress who did most of her roles as a woman. She got her fame by being in several of Andy Warhol's movies. And as I mentioned, she died of a heroin overdose at age 38. That song was from a compilation album from 1978 called Big Ego. It contains spoken word and music pieces by such varied artists as Patti Smith, Laurie Anderson, and William S. Burroughs. And now for a song that starts out mellow, but then rocks hard.
When I sit on Santa's lap, I hope I don't lose my nerve. I've been a good boy all year long, so give me what I deserve. You might think of buying me a symbol of your affection, but what I really want for Christmas is something for my erection. I want a cock ring for Christmas. I want a cock ring for Christmas, Daddy. A cock ring for Christmas. Christmas Eve, I'll be tucked in tight, dreaming of sugar plums. But I'll be up and at 'em when my back door Santa comes. Rubber, metal, leather, I don't really care. Just make sure I'm not required to trim my pubic hair. I want a cock ring for Christmas. I want a cock ring for Christmas. Give me a cock ring. Cock ring for Christmas.
Probably haven't heard that song before either. I know, you would have remembered that. It's obviously called Cock Ring for Christmas. The group's name is Best Revenge. They are a queer core band from Los Angeles, and they took their name from the title of a song by the queer punk group Pansy Division. They've only recorded a handful of songs, most appearing on compilations.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
That, of course, was the voice of Paul Lynde, and was a snippet of a song he sang on his Halloween TV special in 1976. Too bad he didn't record a Christmas album. I'm taking this time to remind you that you are listening to Queer Music Heritage, a part of Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston. Also, be sure to listen to KPFT every Sunday morning from 1 to 4 a.m. for After Hours with Jimmy Carper. It's queer radio with attitude. And I want to mention that I've set up a special webpage for this show where you can see photos of the artists and recordings and view the playlist. That's at www.queermusicheritage.com.
Queer Duck, he's intellectual. Queer Duck, he's homosexual. Please don't think that he's perverse. He's the patient's favorite male nurse. It's okay, he's just fake, 'cause he's openly gay. He's a truly queer, queer duck. Queer duck.
Like 1 in 10 ducks, I'm gay.
When I first sat on Santa's knee, a strange thought occurred to me. He's so cute in that fur-trimmed suit, 'cause Santa Claus is gay. Santa Claus is gay, and it's okay. Santa Claus is gay, hip, hip, hooray. There's a gay Santa in Frisco Bay. There's a fae Santa in Santa Fe. Don, we know our gay apparel. Papa wears a bra he got from Ma. Santa's got a beard. It's his wife. It may seem weird, but it's his life. They don't have sex, so they don't have strife, 'cause Santa Claus is gay.
God rest ye fairy gentlemen, 'cause Santa Claus is gay.
Oh, when he's flying through the snow, you can hear him ho, ho, ho. He's really saying, I'm a mo, 'cause Santa Claus is gay.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 gold cock rings. What? Too far?
Santa is gay. Santa is gay. The folks at the pole know that he smokes the pole because Santa Claus is gay.
Olay! Santa Claus?
Queer Duck, it's wrong to say things about people when you don't have any proof.
So, you're not gay?
I am all things to all people.
You mean you're bisexual?
Exactly!
Santa Claus is bi. My oh my.
There's nothing that I won't try.
Let's all cheer 'cause Santa's queer.
Santa Claus is gay.
Those of you with Showtime cable service may recognize that as the very queer cartoon Queer Duck. I'm so glad they did a Christmas episode. Okay, there's another song I play on every Christmas show. It's by the group Venus Envy. They recorded a classic album in 1995 called I'll Be a Homo for Christmas. But before I play the title track, I want to play another fun cut from it, Rhonda the Lesbo Reindeer. And I'll let Tiny Tim introduce it.
Who's there? Oh, it's Santa Claus. Oh, and look. Look who you brought with you, my favorite reindeer.
You hurl. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call her names.
Die clear!
Moose. Are you a boy?
They never understood why Rhonda liked to whip and rage. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa heard her say,
"Oh, yo, Santa, dude, why you been out delivering presents to little boys and little girls? I have been home riding your old lady, Mrs. C." Oh,
pretty good.
Then how the reindeer loved her as they shouted out with glee, "Rhonda the Lesbo Reindeer, come and hit the hay with me." Help me, Rhonda, help, help,
help,
Rhonda.
Help.
Take a number, no problem.
Merry Christmas!
Rhonda, come
rules.
Thank you, baby.
I know it.
To help honor this album, I've got a very special interview with a member of Venus Envy, Lisa Koch. I interviewed Lisa regarding her latest CD called Both of Me. That is Lisa's third solo music album, and she also does comedy. She's very funny and talented. Of course, I asked her about the Christmas album. Lisa, please tell us about Venus Envy.
Venus Envy,
my first band in Seattle. I moved to Seattle in 89, and I believe I met Laura Love shortly thereafter. It might have been 1990. And the thing that I feel the strongest about Venus Envy is it was the most fun band I've ever been in. I mean, I've never laughed so hard on stage with those three women as I have with any other group that I've been with. Laura Love, Linda Shireman, Linda Sievert, really wonderful performers solo. And, you know, we made a really nice quartet together. The harmonies were great. The energy was great. It was just a blast.
How do you feel about the album I'll Be a Homo for Christmas becoming one of our gay Christmas classics?
I just love the fact that that CD still sells and that, you know, so many people have gotten it in their hands over, you know, the last who knows how many years. I believe we released that in 93, and then it came out on CD in 95. But, you know, we had no idea it was going to be such a hit. We recorded it in Laura's house. And if you listen very carefully, you can hear a dog barking on several of the tracks because we were just in one of the bedrooms and there was a gnashing dog next door. We did it on an 8-track, and it was a very low budget affair. And, you know, again, we had a great time recording it, and I'm happy that it lives on.
Please tell us about the title song and what has the reaction to it been? And has this changed over the years?
I'll Be a Homo for Christmas. You know, it's always, the title has always gotten a chuckle out of almost anybody that I've said the title to. And I use my Venus Envy credits in my regular promo pack for, you know, straight and gay venues, events. And I'll Be a Homo for Christmas makes everybody laugh. I don't know what it is. I think the laughter is that wonderful kind of joining event that if people find something that tickles them, doesn't really matter, you know, what the content is. It made them laugh, and therefore we are joined, that kind of thing. I haven't really noticed the climate around the song changing since we recorded it. It's always been a pleasantly homo song.
I'm dreaming tonight of the girls I love even more than I usually do. And although it's been said I may never be wed, I promise you I'll be a homo for Christmas. You can count on me. We'll stand below the mistletoe and share.
I'll be a homo for Christmas and Easter and Labor Day. You can really count on me. Not homo sapien, not homo erectus, but homosexual.
We'll stand below the mistletoe and share a night.
this is Lisa Koch of Venus Envy, and you too can be a homo for Christmas by listening to Queer Music Heritage on KPFT in Houston.
I'll be a homo for Christmas.
Be a homo for Christmas.
Now let's go from being a homo for Christmas to being Elvis for Christmas. My next artist has made quite a name for himself over the last few years. He's evolved from being a shy gay art curator from Los Angeles to traveling the world with his Hispanic Elvis impersonator act. His name is Robert Lopez, but he goes by Elvez, and that's E-L-V-E-Z. One review I found seems to sum him up pretty well. It said, "Undeniably suave, a cross between a sweet-faced, pompadoured crooner and a trashy pickup artist, Elvez entertains with a contagious blend of Elvis camp, grassroots politics, and pop culture. He's got a new Christmas album called Snow Way, Jose. And I had trouble picking which song to play, as they all reflected different aspects of his talent. But I settled on one called On El Barrio at Christmas Time, which you'll recognize as a reworking of In the Ghetto. Here is Elvez.
She shoes the fly on a cold and dark December morn. Another brown baby is born in El Barrio. La mamacita cried. Porque there's one thing that she don't need. That's another hungry vato to feed in El Barrio. To understand, this child needs a helping hand, or he's gonna be an angry young man one day. Take a look at you and me, are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look la otra way? So he joins a gang. There's one thing that he can't stand. That's to have to join a mariachi band in El Barrio. As his child's birth. Cause he's riding low and riding slow with no particular place to go in El Barrio. Mamacita cried. Porque what in the heck is she gonna do when the car he stole belongs to Uncle Lou in El Barrio? Out of East LA. With no more gangs and no more crime, to the promised land out in Bethlehem. In El Barrio. In El Barrio. One day you will find me trapped beneath the landslide in a champagne supernova in the sky. One day you will find me trapped beneath the landslide in a souped up Chevy Nova. Chevy Nova.
stars are brightly shining.
This next song is a delight. It's by drag artist Jimmy James, and she's just come out with a new album called Have Yourself a Jimmy James Merry Christmas. On it, she does Christmas standards using many of the diva voices she's become famous for, like Judy Garland, Eartha Kitt, Barbra Streisand, Mae West, and Cher. And my favorite is this version of Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I wanna wish ya a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish ya a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish ya a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Oh God, is there no end to this song? Somebody stop the song. I'm Betty Davis. Stop the song.
Isn't that just beyond words? Well, before we get to the last song, I want to thank you all for tuning into the show. And I especially want to thank Lisa Koch of Venus Envy and Dennis Hensley for their interview comments. You can see photos of all the artists and recordings on tonight's show and view the playlist at my website at www.queermusicheritage.com. And you can also hear the show and all my past shows there as well. And if you have questions or comments about any of the music I've featured, you can write to me at qmheritage@aol.com, and I wish you would. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston, and I'll be back on the fourth Monday of next month with my third anniversary show. I'm closing tonight's show the same way I've closed my Christmas special every year, with a song from one of the best gay Christmas CDs of the past few years. It's from 1997, and the CD is called Ho Ho Ho. And who else but RuPaul could sing RuPaul the Red-Nosed Drag Queen?
All right, y'all. Here's the story of the legendary queens. Miss Dasher, Dancer, Prancy, Vixen, Lady Comet, Cupid, Donna, and Blitzenia. But child, do you remember the fiercest drag queen of them all? RuPaul the Red-Nosed Drag Queen. A very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it.